Two Army tanks have arrived in Washington, D.C., along with other military vehicles, to be part of President Trump's July 4th Salute to America, which will include a speech by the president at the Lincoln Memorial, at least 300 service members, and a flyover by Air Force One and the Navy's Blue Angels. All of this will close air traffic from Reagan National Airport for over an hour. Not everyone is happy. The D.C. City Council tweeted out, "We have said it before, tanks, but no tanks." NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith is at the White House. And Tamara, remind us, President Trump makes no bones about this. He has long wanted to emulate France's Bastille Day celebration, which marked a turning point in the French Revolution. He visited France, saw it, wants it. But what are the concerns here?
Yeah, the president wants a big show of American military might, and he also wants to give a speech. Now, the concerns, there are many. One is just how expensive it will be. Another is that the 4th of July on the National Mall has traditionally been a non-political, non-partisan event where people come out with their frisbees and their blankets and take in the fireworks and listen to the National Symphony Orchestra. And it's really not about politics.
No.
And there's a very open question about whether President Trump will be able to avoid somehow making this about politics. And the fact is, he's such a polarizing figure, even his presence sort of makes it political.
Well, this isn't just about President Trump, though. I mean, this is a divisive president in many ways. But has any president ever come to speak at the 4th of July celebration, which is, again, you know, this is the Continental Congress declaring the colonies free and independent. It's a birthday party.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah. Has any president come?
Well, yes. Harry Truman in 1951 spoke at the 175th anniversary of the country. And also in 1970, Richard Nixon had some remarks piped in to the National Mall. But, you know, traditionally, this is not a place presidents want to be. Sometimes they will have an event for military families or White House staff on the South Lawn of the White House so that they can watch the fireworks, too. And they'll give some very brief remarks, thank people for being there. But that is not the same as an address, presumably to the nation, from the National Mall.
Well, and even when that happened in the Nixon era, and as you said, there was a video where he was piped in, it was highly criticized. It was seen as being partisan. The president wanted this on Veterans Day last year. It was canceled over the price tag then. I think it was something like $90 million. Concerns about maybe damage on the mall from military vehicles, but also concerns, kind of rumblings from the military. Why would the military, you know, officials from the military not want to be part of this?
You know, this will be a display of American military might. If there had been tanks rolling down the street, it would have been, well, both bad for the streets, but reminiscent of other countries that have these big military showcases, like North Korea and Russia and China. And so there is some sense that America is different, that some would say that, you know, we don't flaunt our power. We just have it.
No.
But this is the president wanting that display, wanting the Blue Angels flying through, wanting Air Force One, or at least the aircraft used as Air Force One, flying overhead. And also he wants to display the F-35, which is this jet that he's trying to get a bunch of other ally nations to purchase.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm sure it'll be thrilling for people to look up and see flyovers. But again, the message that's being sent is being criticized by some. But what about the event itself? We understand there's going to be a VIP area. Will people pay? What's the thinking there?
No. So it is free and open to the public. However, there is a large VIP area right up by the stage closest to where President Trump will be at the Lincoln Memorial. And that VIP area, it's not clear exactly who will be in there. The White House says it will be friends and family, military families. Also, there is reporting out there that the Republican National Committee, which they have not confirmed to us, the Republican National Committee has a block of tickets that they're handing out. It's, you know, there is some question as to whether this turns into a political event or an event that gives something special to people who support the president. Also, though, the White House is pushing back and saying, no, this is just like what's on the South Lawn every year. This is just going to be on the National Mall. And obviously, the Secret Service says people who don't have tickets can still enjoy the festivities or participate in the festivities or protest the festivities outside of that VIP area.
Well, I was going to say, is the city expecting protesters?
Well, there is a request in to bring the Trump baby balloon. Unclear whether that will be accepted. You know, the funny thing about the 4th of July is that it's this family event that people come to, and a lot of people in D.C. turn their noses up at it and either try to watch from roof decks or say that they will not go anywhere near the mall because it's such a mess.
Well,
we'll see 4th what of happens July this in Washington, D.C. Right. is something.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Key, thank you.
You're welcome.